All right, we will go ahead and are we all good down there? We will go ahead and get started. It is 10:07. I was trying to. The remotes aren't working. So you gotta push the button.
Imagine that.
Did it?
This is my remote working.
Did it go off?
Yeah.
That's as remote as I get. All right, so we'll go ahead and get started.
DPS officers in Orange County, and I pray, God, that you protect them and give them wisdom to make wise decisions. Give the commissioners our judge today, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. Texas, one state, one indivisible.
Thanks everybody for coming out. I know we have a full house here today, so we will start with item number one, which is open court session for comments from court and citizens on items which may or may not need to be placed on the following week's agenda for consideration. And each person addressed in the court may be limited to 3 minutes, and it's usually limited as a factual statement of something's being said. If it's not on the agenda, we cannot discuss it. So, Commissioner. Oh, yeah. Anybody public first? I'm sorry. Anybody? You have to come up to the mic.
Can I speak on item number three?
You can wait. If you want to wait till item three, you can. Yes, sir. Okay. Anyone else? Going once, going twice? All right. Commissioner.
I just want to bring up I saw Commissioner Sal deal with some trash that was dumped to the, sometime yesterday or whatever. And illegal dumping is terrible in this county. We need to do something about it. And I would just suggest it is hard to enforce. Pictures are worth 1,000 words. If you see somebody doing something that they shouldn't be doing, get some pictures so we can get it to the sheriff's office, get it to the constables, and do something about it.
Yeah.
Just because it has somebody's envelope in there doesn't mean that we can actually enforce a whole lot. So pictures and seeing who's actually doing it is worth everything in the world. So if you can do something about it, I get calls about it all the time. We don't have enough employees to go pick up every trashy road that's out there. I mean, we've only got a set number of employees, and they're working on roads and ditches. So we don't have the ability to go out and clean up a lot like we'd like to. But if we can stop it on the front end, we'll do a lot better. So I just want
to add animals to that, too?
Mm-hmm.
The animal dumping? Can we add that, too?
Yes, animal dumping as well.
The license plates are keys in those pictures.
Yes,
the
yes, they are.
Certainly
helps. Following up on that one, Constable Gunner was able, within 30 minutes of that picture being posted on Facebook, to find out who owned the truck, find out who dumped the materials there, and has it set up. They should be out there this morning picking that up, and it was just because the license plate got posted on Facebook.
And just for the record, I know that there's a lot of talk of that I drive a little higher than the speed limit. I want to say there's a lot of law enforcement folks in this audience, and that is not true. So it's just false rumors.
Well, Judge, Commissioner, everybody in the audience today, this past Friday I had the honor to attend the 180th class of state troopers to graduate from the DPS Academy. And today, we actually have two of those young men in our audience with us, and I would like to introduce to you Trooper Sal and Trooper Quibido, if y'all would stand up. These two men are both graduates of Orange County, raised in Orange County, been here their whole lives. One of them, I was blessed to see him take his first breath. And I'm just honored today to have them here and recognize them and introduce them to the county. They will be stationed in Orange on April the 12th, which is their first day. So thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all coming out. Good. I'd like you to both come up here with your families and take a picture if the judge will grant
a little
grace.
Absolutely.
Do you have a question? Is that... Is it, usual that they get to come back from their home?
That is not usual.
That is not usual.
That's what I'm
saying. That's out of the ordinary.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. So this is good news.
Yeah, my brother-in-law had to go to two other places before he finally got to come back to Orange County.
Look at you doing my job.
Well, I didn't see you get up. So I didn't know where you were.
I'm gonna
let you push it back.
Yeah, that's a tough one there.
Thank you, man.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
We might.
Thank y'all. Congratulations.
I didn't want to block. Oh. I'm trying to unblock your row.
All right. Is that all you had, Commissioner? Okay. That's a lot. So.
That's a lot.
No. I'm going to leave it back
appreciate
here.
Appreciate the grace on
yeah.
that.
No problem. Commissioner?
No, I'm not following that.
You're not following that?
Is this where I file my official disagreement with Commissioner Crayon's statement?
Yes, you can. Right here.
Stop.
I know it. All right. So, as well, it's another good thing. You know, it's great to have our students that grow up here, learn here, go off, get educated somewhere, and come back to work in Orange County. That is always our goal, and it's great to see that happen. That is a rarity. I'll let y'all know that it is a rarity that they get to come back into their hometown. They usually don't like to do that. I don't know how y'all pulled that off, but that's
pretty
cool.
I don't know y'all on this.
Yeah, I think it was got pulled off, but it is great to have y'all back into Orange County again and stuff. I know I can see the glow and the gleam in some parents' faces here that are glad that y'all are close to home again. As well as we have another good thing that happens today, and that is with our mosquito control director, Patrick Beebe. So, Patrick, if you would like to come up, I'd like to present you. Patrick is, me and Patrick have known each other a long, 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 long time, probably longer than either one of us want to admit. But he started with the county 41 years ago. And he is, I think, our third longest serving.
He's our longest.
I mean, he's the longest. Yeah. Lori is going to move, is bumping up
no,
every time because she's right there with it.
I'm much younger.
But he is the longest serving employee that we have. I will let you know, he started in mosquito control at $3.50 an hour.
So, I did.
Right out of school. So it's great. But Patrick has done a fantastic job over all these years of managing it. We all know how important mosquito control is to us. When he came in and told me he was retiring him, I told him no. I don't think he was going to listen to me there because he has done a great, great job with that. It is very complicated. I know way, way more about a mosquito lifespan than I've ever probably wanted to know because he is extremely knowledgeable about it. But I just want to tell you, Patrick, we want to give you this plaque, but it's the desert. You have done this county a great service for 41 years. We wanted to let you know publicly how much we appreciate that, how much we appreciate you and all you've done. And I'm going to come down there to give you your plaque. So it is great to have. I know that this court certainly appreciates you, and we'll do this. We'll get up here because I think they're going to want a bigger picture. I want one for sure.
Because
the family's been here 41 years. Yeah, the family's
been here 41 years with you. Not all of them.
He says, no, I
haven't.
I'm hoping this right. Yes, you are. You're doing
I got it upside down.
You're not used to it. Ready?
Do you have a picture of
he
a
says,
dad?
He says, oh, yeah.
Family as well.
Yeah.
As they're coming through, I do want to say that Patrick's always worked with a great deal of professionalism, and I've always appreciated him working with us and helping us with the questions that we get sometimes. So, Patrick, we really appreciate you.
You're welcome.
And the patience.
Mm-hmm. You know he can't help you with the speed picks, right?
Ready? One, two, three. Wonderful. Patrick, you want to say something?
Yep.
Get ready. For those that don't know, get
I'll
ready.
I'm trying to be short.
I take all the time you want, buddy. You gave us 41 years. You can take some time.
Yeah, I
Thank you for this plaque and the award. I appreciate the support. I appreciate, I'd like to thank Orange County and the Commission for the President in the past for allowing me to serve and lead the program for the last 41 years. and rewarding all at the same time. I've worked with some great people, both well, at the federal, state, local level, including employees of present and past. I've worked with some good people as well as far as county judges, commissioners court, who have been very supportive through both the difficult times and the not so difficult times. And I'd just like to thank them for that. Lastly, I'll wrap it up. I'd like to thank my wife, my daughter, family, for sharing me with the work and allowing me or forgiving me for not being present when I should have been there. But it's just part of the job, and sometimes we all have to do that. So I thank you for that. Thank you.
Well, you have to. It is always gives a lot of satisfaction that our people can go off and retire and be able to
enjoy. Here's your mosquito.
You don't have to open these mouths. Sometimes when I don't, you know,
might need that.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, the afterbite.
That's funny.
Again, thank you, Patrick. Enjoy. Y'all go off and enjoy y'all's retired time, because it is great to be able to get there and to be able to still have enough energy and enough youth in you to be able to go and enjoy being retired. So, thank you again.
When you hired in or something, I don't know. How?
Yeah, I was. One other thing.
It's your time.
I was told that there may be a trip to Fiji or Bora Bora that goes along with
you. You'll have to talk to Penny about
just
that.
Just that. Just that. Just that. A lot of rumors fly around. Don't worry.
Yeah. Get with Penny on
there. Get with Penny on there.
We'll need an agenda. We'll need an agenda.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you again. All right. So we will now move to item number two, which is acknowledge for the record a proclamation for the 2026 Sexual Assault Awareness Month. April is nationally recognized as Child Abuse Prevention Month, the time dedicated to raising awareness of actions and behaviors that place children at risk. I think, Ashley, you're going to come and talk about this and actually give us a deal with the language we have going in, but if you would like to correct whatever that situation is, it would be great. But it's about our child abuse. So, I mean, we can roll that all the way forward now, I think.
Well,
I'm there for
you to take a picture. That's why I
was. Oh, okay. Never mind.
I'm
okay with it. The microphone picks it up. That's the main thing.
So, yes, this is about Sexual Assault Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go ahead and read the proclamation to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whereas National Sexual Assault Awareness Month calls attention to the fact that sexual violence is widespread in all communities. Whereas the goal of National Sexual Assault Awareness Month is to raise public awareness about sexual violence, educate communities on how to prevent it, and to make perpetrators accountable. Whereas over 53% of women and 29% of men have reported experiencing contact sexual violence, adolescents who experience sexual violence are likely to become victims again as adults. And whereas the theme this year for National Sexual Assault Awareness Month is Together We Act, United We Change, highlights the importance of working together to address and prevent sexual assault, sexual abuse, and harassment. This campaign focuses on enhancing public understanding of sexual violence, amplifying the voices of underserved communities, and empowering collective action to promote health equality. Whereas, By aligning these efforts with broader social change, long-term strategies for community engagement, we can sustain a movement toward a future free from violence, creating environments where everyone feels safe, respected, and supported. Whereas, we as partners with the Rape and Suicide Crisis Center of Southeast Texas, partnering agencies to exercise courageous leadership by educating ourselves and others on the issue and impacts of sexual violence, speaking out against harmful attitudes and actions, and supporting efforts to help survivors heal. And now, therefore, let it be resolved that Orange County does proclaim the month of April 2026 as Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and hereby encourages all to stand with survivors of sexual assault and eradicate crime from our community, expressing our sincere gratitude to all those community members, victim service providers, and criminal justice professionals who commit to improving our response to survivors of sexual assault. I'm with the Crisis Center of Southeast Texas, and that's the work we do. We go out into the community, and we try to support survivors and educate the community that it's out there and there is help. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I have to I have a proclamation once we sign it here, because we have to get a vote to accept that, and then. But I will tell you, it is really nice to have someone else read the proclamation. That's usually me. So I have a motion by two, a second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And then we'll get those signed. And then you come up and we'll take a picture with that, and she'll get you a copy of that. So you'll have a copy. I mean, or you'll have the original, we'll have a copy. So.
Is she with you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she's welcome to come up and be in the picture.
Yes.
We have all kinds of picture takers here. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised Margaret's not here.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. He's signing.
He's slow, ain't he?
I'm
going to
let them hold it, I guess.
You want to take
a
little...
Yeah, take tab off.
Take tab out.
Yeah,
I'll
get
that. That's on me.
If I don't take the little tab, y'all.
Are we ready? Okay.
Thank you.
That light was bright.
That's like a QB.
Yeah.
And that strobe almost triggered me. Don't we?
Yeah, exactly. All right, item number three, which is acknowledge for the record a proclamation to recognize April 8, 2026 as Interference with Child Custody Awareness Day, highlighting the importance of parents respecting their court-ordered custody arrangements and to encourage greater consistency and improved custody exchange for the youth of Orange County. In turn, this will ensure a brighter future for the youth and families of our community. And I think, Mr. Campese, you'd want to come up and talk at this point.
Is it okay to do it after it's read, or?
Either way. I can read it.
And he was hoping you'd read it.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, she's going to set a precedent. I'm going to let it go. Okay. Oh, I got you there. All right. Interference with Child Custody Awareness Day. Whereas youth in our communities thrive when they experience consistency, predictability, and stability in their relationships with parents and caregivers. And whereas court-ordered possession and access agreements are established to serve the best interest of children and to provide clear, enforceable expectations for youth and families across all of our communities. And whereas interference with child custody disrupts the emotional well-being and stability of children, undermines the sanctity of family, and places families across our communities in an unavoidable conflict. Whereas such interference often results in increased conflict and unnecessary involvement of law enforcement and courts, placing additional strain on families and local resources. Whereas Black Diamond Custody Solutions and the firm Galmore, Stovall, and Gilthorpe have played an active role in raising awareness of interference with child custody issues, in promoting education, accountability, and stability for children and families throughout Orange County. And whereas April 8th is recognized as Interference with Child Custody Awareness Day, underscoring the importance of ensuring that the youth of our communities experience consistency and predictability during court-ordered custody exchanges and acknowledging the broader impact that custody interference has on families and community. Therefore, now be it resolved by the Commissioners Court of Orange County, Texas, that our honor and recognition of all those who assist parents and caregivers in custody issues do hereby declare April 8th, 2026 as Interference with Child Custody Awareness Day, signed this 24th day of March 2026, if I so have a motion. Motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? All right. Now, if you would like to come up and speak on that, that'd be great, and then we'll get the...
Good morning, Judge and Commissioners and members of the community. I'm honored to be here today as Orange County, Texas recognizes April 8th, 2026 as Interference with Child Custody Awareness Day. Child custody interference happens when a parent or another individual knowingly prevents a parent from spending their court-ordered time with their child. This exposes the affected child to prolonged stress, conflict, and instability, leading to lasting emotional and developmental challenges that shape how they grow, learn, and form relationships. By setting aside April 8th as Interference with Child Custody Awareness Day, this court shines a light on an issue that too often goes unrecognized, yet we all know someone who has experienced it. This recognition serves as a reminder that children thrive when families honor these arrangements. And as a community, we all share in supporting family stability and ensuring a brighter future for our youth. On behalf of myself, the firm Galmore, Stovall, and Gilthorpe, and the community at large, we deeply appreciate the Commissioner's Court for taking this important step. By recognizing this day, we stand together in our commitment to the well-being of children, the integrity of family relationships, and ensuring that every child experiences the stability, love, and predictability they deserve. Thank you.
Thank you. Here's Tiffany's. If you'd like to come up, you can hold the proclamation. We'll get a picture of that, and yeah, she will also get you a copy of that as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Gidry, would you please control yourself?
Thank you. Sure, thank you.
Item number four, which is acknowledge a presentation to Commissioner Johnny Trahan, Precinct 1, for his certificate of completion for the Commissioner's Court Advanced Curriculum Program. All y'all know we are bound by law to have education for these positions that we sit in. That we have to do that every year. There's a minimum amount of hours, but it's... people who are fortunate enough, like Mr. Trahan, who has been here through three or four election cycles to be able to get to your advanced curriculum, which is a testament to Johnny, Commissioner Trahan, doing a really good job. But he has, in fact, done that. So on behalf of the County Judges and Commissioners Association of Texas, it is my honor to present Commissioner Johnny Trahan with his certificate of completion for the Commissioner's Court Advanced Curriculum and to recognize him as a certified County Commissioner's Court member. This achievement reflects Commissioner Trahan's strong commitment to professionalism development and to serving the citizens of Precinct 1 with excellence. Through his continued efforts to expand his knowledge and leadership skills, he has demonstrated the dedication required to effectively represent and support his community. Commissioner Trahan has consistently gone above and beyond in addressing the needs and concerns of his constituents. His hard work, perseverance, and unwavering commitment to public service make a meaningful difference for the people he represents. We extend our sincere appreciation for his dedication and congratulate him on this well-deserved recognition. Respectfully, John Gauthier, County Judge, County of Orange, Texas. And it is a big achievement to reach that, Commissioner Trahan, and I wanted to make sure that you have this. We also have a plaque for you that shows that, so you can hang it on the wall, and that way when people can see, they know you were educated in what you're doing.
I have been a target of a lot of things today.
This is a good target, though.
This is a good target.
Well, I'll let you hold that and get you the deal. But let me tell you, hopefully all of us through the deal, it just takes a little while to get it. You have to go to different places because they don't always offer the same place, but it's a deal to get it, but it's a testament to the dedication that all of our commissioners have to get that. So,
you want us all to get over here, Lori? You're waving at me.
I want y'all to look this way.
We could make him get down in front like that's everybody else. You got to get in. You got to get down in front in the middle.
The full body view is not good.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Wait, that flag's perfect there. 1, 2, 3.
And thank you, Charlotte, for flaming this. I appreciate it. It just shows you that persistence does matter. You just keep working it away and you'll get there. And I was saying earlier, you know, we go to a lot of these, and sometimes it doesn't seem like it really applies to us, but sometimes you find things that you can bring back that can help the county in a big way. So we just keep, and we all go, and we just keep going to these trainings, and hopefully we'll find some information that we can bring back and make this a better place to live. Appreciate it,
yeah. Well, and I'd like to say too that, you know, as well as, because, you know, it's a question we ask every year when we go, but even when you get your advanced curriculum, you still have to go to class every year. They don't relieve that of you. You still have to have continuing education, and a lot of that is due to, because every time the state legislature goes into session, they change a lot of the rules, and so they have to go over that. But he still has to go to school. He still has to get educated. He has just met his required curriculum to be advanced, and that's a great deal to get there, but he still has to go.
I still have to go to College Station, right?
Yeah, still has to go to College Station. I cannot tell y'all the enjoyment I get out of that, but anyway, him having to be at Aggieland. But again, congratulations,
thank
Commissioner.
You.
Okay, we will go to item number 5, which is discussion and possible action regarding approval of the monthly reports for the County Treasurer for the month ending February 28, 2026. And recording minutes of the court, A, approval of investments in the amount of $16,667,893.58, B, approval of interest earned to date in the amount of $746,347.89, C, treasurer's report of revenues received and disbursed in accordance with the local government code 114.026, and affidavit of approval by the court. This report will be available on the county's website for viewing. D, pledged security collateral for a total of $77,345,403.23. Summary as follows. Wells Fargo Bank, $70,833,767.53. And First Financial Bank of $6,511,635.70. And anything else you'd like to add to that, Ms. Christie? Okay. I need a motion. Motion by 1. Second by 2. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, and then item number 6, discussion and possible action regarding filing a direct deposit from the State Patrol Bureau of Public Accounts in the minutes of the court, a direct deposit from the State Patrol Bureau of Public Accounts in the amount of $687,795.66. These funds represent the half-cent sales in use allocation for January 2026 and are credited to the general operating fund. I need a motion.
Uh-huh.
Motion by 1, second by 3. Any further discussion? All in favor? Uh-huh. Item number 7, acknowledgement for the recording in the minutes regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor for March 17, 2026. Ms. Benny?
From the general fund, $71,350.76. Adult probation, $1,877.46. Airport, $1,489.06, for a total payment of $74,717.28.
All right, a motion by one, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 8, discussion and possible action regarding payment of March 2024 bills, 2026 bills approved by the county auditor as per attested listings, and also specifically as follows. A, $115,598.68 from the general fund 001-101-51270 to Texas Association of Counties, HEBP, for group medical, dental, and life under the age of 65 for March 2026. B, $97,240.17 from the general fund 001-101-51270 to Amwins Group Benefits, Inc., for insurance for retirees age 65 and over. And C, $2,300 from the general fund 001-111-54290 to Claybar Funeral Home for indigent funeral expenses. And anything else you need to add, Ms. Penny?
From the general fund, $601,493.88. Road and Bridge, $436,653.55. Mosquito Control, $3,603.41. Adult Probation, $17,983.28. Airport, $2,183.29. Consolidated Accounts, $12,024.40, for a total payment of $1,073,941.81.
Go ahead and pay the bills.
Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 9, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for transportation from 001-602-51140 extra help salaries of $6,862 to 001-602-51110 regular salaries of $6,818 and 001-602-51270 for group life, group health, dental, life, and dental of $44. Purpose to provide funds for the remainder of the year. Motion by three.
Second.
Second by two. Further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item number 10, discussion and possible action regarding a line item transfer for road and bridge from 001-111-53830 of contingency of $41,550 to 002-573-57590 equipment greater than $5,000 of $41,550. Purpose to provide funds for the purchase of a camera system for the swing bridge built to withstand the weather conditions and provide the functionality needed to operate the bridge safely and effectively. I think that's pretty self-explanatory, Tracy. You just want to talk about your cameras. I have a motion by three. About a second. by one. Any further discussion?
You know, Judge, it wouldn't be normal if I didn't say, I still say this should be a TxDOT bridge, it shouldn't be a county bridge. It's going to be a lot of calls down the road maintaining this bridge. It still should be a TxDOT bridge. So it wouldn't be the same if I didn't say it.
Yeah. Well, we did have a meeting with TxDOT last week in which that was brought up again. So we're still pushing for that. I don't know that we're making any headway with it, but certainly trying to go that direction to help get us at least get some funding help. Yeah, as best we can get some funding help from the legislature on this as well. I have motion by three, second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 11, discussion and possible action regarding receiving county auditor's monthly financial reports. Ms. Penny?
Do I have any questions?
Yeah, they're in your file. So. Motion by three.
Second
by one. Any further discussion?
This is for February.
All right, I have a motion by three, second by one. No further discussion. All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 12, consideration possible action regarding acceptance of the 2026 expenditure statement off of 2025 data as related to the tobacco settlement distribution program for submittal to the Texas Department of State Health Services and to authorize the county judge or judge pro tem to sign the same. So you had that compiled for that expenditure report. And we just have to turn it in every year. So, but I do need a motion.
So moved.
Motion by two.
Second.
Second by one. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed? Item number 13, discussion and possible action to accept and provide the revisions suggested for the 2026 travel policy and procedures as discussed in prior workshop this date. We had a workshop this morning just talking about our travel policy. I don't think we've completely got through that. I think there's a couple still other questions. So, at this time, I think we'd just like to
no action
this item until we can get clarity and see if we needed another deal after they continue to read through it.
So are we going to set a new travel time or you want
yeah,
to?
Yeah, I'll get workshop with them afterwards and see when we can set another to complete the workshop that we started this morning. We had to end the workshop because we had regular court, so we didn't get completely through it.
Do we want to go back into at one like we talked about?
I think some people already said they have other meetings already. So I'll get with everybody to get a good date for it, and we'll get one set. But right at this time, we're going to do no action on that one.
Good. Do we want to table it, or do we want to do no action?
No action, because that way we got enough time and stuff to look at it. If we table, I have to do it for the next agenda. I think we can make it by that, but I don't want to tie us to that. Unless y'all want to. Yeah, because we need another workshop. All right. So no action on 13. Item 14, discussion and possible action regarding concrete paving at all Orange County Emergency Distribution Centers and all precincts, quote, provided. I think we have the quote here.
Is it quote for two or for four?
They're for all four.
It's for all four.
But the thing is,
I don't have a new architecture for precinct two,
so it kind of matches up with
I can't. Yeah, I can't believe you don't have multiple drone pictures.
I mean, all of them. You take any of that?
I can't believe you.
Well, I didn't have
archived, huh?
Yeah, I didn't have wire models. I'm trying to know.
So, I mean, two is going to be pretty much the base of the same as one and three.
There, yeah, I get it.
So, the difference on four is that the contractor put the electrical in a different spot on the building. So, we have to...
See again, why that needs to go up and down.
Yeah. It might be me. It might have been that.
Nah.
Nah, just let me call. This is something that Commissioner Trahan asked me to put on the agenda. It was for the cement. The quotes are for two different pours at each location. The picture for Precinct 4, that's where the electrical goes in on the building. We would have to, in the future, put cement there for a generator pad. That's the only thing that we did not get any quotes on. So in the pictures that y'all do have, The red line on the side of the building where the pad is not, that would take care of the cement pad for the generators for the buildings in the future, because the cement would be already poured.
Even with the precinct 2, the air conditioning units being sitting on there?
We would just pick them up.
Okay.
Yeah, it has enough line set to be able to raise them up and put them on the cement pad.
Yeah, we were out there, we have gaps and being able to move the material from the trucks into the building back and forth. And, we tried to plan for everything on these buildings, but we didn't quite get there. So this would just make it, instead of trying to get a forklift on those rocks where you might turn it over, this would give us a safer and better way to move material from the 18-wheelers into the buildings for distribution.
That's correct.
And for times during the election, it gives election workers better places to park when they're not in the rocks.
Yeah, that too.
And handicap access as well.
Yeah.
So overall, good project.
We never went out for quotes for this. We just paid for
it. I got a quote from one company, and the quote didn't represent both. It represented a pour up to the door, not to the end of the building, because I forgot about the pad for the generator. So I had asked the company to go back and give me the updated quote for the cement on the side of the building where the electrical is for the generator.
Is this something that we need to go out for an actual open quote for?
I have not seen anything.
I'm saying, do we need to? I know that the state changed the regulations around the limit.
What was the original bid before the extension? Kirby, you remember?
I do not. I have the paperwork at the. Sir?
The backup that we've got in here, is that the original bid or the revised bid?
The revised. The old one was the original price, if I emailed it to y'all.
Well, it was in our backup.
Yeah, I would.
Quote from Andy Bentler.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to see, do we need to actually go out for open bid on this?
See, the way that quote was
I would think
up,
we do.
It depends on what the bid is. She has to see it.
It's $84,000.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's for all four.
That's all four. But if you're doing it all at once, you have to count it as a whole.
Yeah.
So I would think that before we could prove this, we would have to do an actual open bid process with those parameters put in place.
Yes, sir.
To be able to bid it, because I think we have to bid it.
Well, this is to give the court an idea on cost
locations. We certainly agree that we need to do it, especially for the handicap access and stuff, but I just want to make sure that we move forward with the right process.
Motion to authorize to go out for bids?
Yes.
We need a motion. I'll make that motion.
And what funds does that come in from?
They'll come out of his road bridge. Out of his money. Yeah, so we need to get that. Yeah, it'll come out of his.
Okay. Yes, I did the whole layout.
So I have a motion to approve for purchasing to go out for bid by Commissioner One. Do I have a second? I have a second by three. Any further discussion? It's going to come out of his. Currently.
I have deep pockets.
Anyway, I have a motion by one, a second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor? All right, yeah, because we need to get that done. Thank you. All right. Item number 15, discussion and possible action to review and approve a culvert policy amendment.
Is this an amendment?
Commissioner Trahan?
Revised policy.
It's an amendment.
This one is just an amendment of an existing policy. We are.
We have a policy.
So this came about, we're in the process of restarting our subdivision policy committee. We've been working on that. And in between that, Commissioner Sal got with me. He had a customer that's trying to put in what we call, I guess, landscaping culverts. And our policy, our fee for that, in addition to the culvert fee, was another $250. And we were looking at it. And in all honesty, the county wasn't doing anything for the $250 except reviewing an H&H study provided by an engineer. So we looked at it. We thought that was too much money, so we dropped that down to $25. And so what we'll do is they still have to go out and get an H&H study from a PE and then bring it back to the county, and we'll review it. and move on from there. So the basic changes, and I'll let Denise jump in anywhere you need to.
So there's three changes. All three are highlighted. One is to drop the variance application fee from $250 to $25. The second is paragraph 4.02, just to articulate that the H&H is required as part of the application process and that Road and Bridge will not process the application without the submission of that H&H. And in paragraph 3.01, it previously said that you were delegating authority to the Orange County Engineer. It now says County Road Administrator or Orange County Engineer as applicable, so that it covers whatever situation we're in.
Perfect.
You were talking about, you know, I don't know if that would be in the H&H.
No, it would be, because they'll have to put the drains in there. On page 4, on 6.10, it talks about cleanouts. It says not to exceed 50 feet. What we're doing nowadays is 90% of the plastic pipe is 60-foot, it's 20-foot joints. So it'd make better sense to have 60-foot cleanouts. We're not cutting a piece of 10 foot off and put the T in and then going to have a 10 foot. So, I mean, 10 foot, we'll still be able to clean them out.
So, you want to change the.
I don't want to throw anything in there, but would 40 foot be better?
Well, and that, you know, that goes back to the engineer. I don't know how their hydraulic studies look at their land.
Well, I think 50 foot probably came from the fact that was about all they had the ability to clean out pipe years ago, and now we've got culvert blasters. We can do up to 100 feet now.
I understand, but. It's
you
also
got
50 foot.
You got
problems.
Well, now that engineer designs this.
On clean outs, would you prefer a clean out every 40 feet or every 60 feet? That's what we're asking.
It doesn't make much difference to me. I mean, it doesn't.
I think that I would stick with 60 because those drains are probably the most expensive part of the whole thing.
And it says, you know, it's not to exceed. If the engineer feels like he needs to put one at 20 foot. From another one, that's his decision. So it's just not to exceed 60 feet.
To keep it at 20-foot intervals if possible.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion with the amendment from 50 to 60 foot.
So culvert installation greater than 60 feet in length will require great inlets. The maximum distance between cleanouts shall not exceed 60 feet center to center? Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Any other modifications to what you see there?
Great inlets in the gravel catch basins.
If you read paragraph 4.02 and make sure you're comfortable with the way I work.
Yeah, if it's within the driveway itself.
Yeah. Make sure I'm reading that. Right. Mm-hmm. When I first read it, I was thinking.
Yeah, no. Anybody see any other changes? It looks good. I think we're. It takes the changes that we needed in shape.
Where did the 25% rule come in at? Do we know where that came from? 6.07?
I know it came from Clark Slacom, when he was the county engineer. I don't know where he picked that up from, but that's where that came from.
It seems a little bit conservative to me. Is that something that...
You know, it seems like the further we get away from Harvard, the less we worry about drainage.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
So I think I'm okay sticking with it because they do have a variance procedure to go through if they need to. So I'm okay sticking with that. And I think it satisfies most people. I'm okay with that part.
Is there anything in here about having a break in the driveway at the concrete?
It goes into our...
talking about the expansion joint? Mm-hmm. Or?
Well, it does say in there, to your point a minute ago, that if they put the expansion joint falls within the driveway, it has to be concrete. So I would say, I think that would cover that they have to have
that would just cover
whatever
the
60 feet is.
That is something we run into a lot where people pour their concrete all the way out to the road and they don't have a way for us to address the pipe.
Yeah.
There's
claim when we pull it out.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I don't think we have any kind of permit for four property on. You're doing a driveway. We're not getting. We don't have no means, I guess, the way to even know that they're doing it.
Right. They go out there. Especially if the driveway's already been there.
Yeah.
And even like a new home, we set the culvert, we put a rock
well,
on the driveway, and then the driveway.
Maybe in the information sheet when they get the culvert, when they come in and get the culvert permit, if they get the culvert permit, right, at least cover most
well,
of it.
Well, it does say on 8.05 that replacement of driveway material, Orange County reserves the right to replace a portion of the driveway. Surface removal with any material Orange County deems necessary. If they concrete over their pipes and we have to remove it, we do not replace it with concrete. We do not have to, and because that is our right of way. So I think I don't know that during that permit process that they need to be told that for sure. I know we've had a couple of instances that come up that they wanted to replace it and we don't.
We are doing it.
With concrete.
I'm with y'all on that. I'm with y'all on that.
If someone got there and would dig it up, I'm not sure. You know, within reason, I think is always going to be the answer to that.
Well, that was what whenever we did, of course, the city route too. When I did mine, they told me I needed to put a join in, or just know that if it had to come up, it was my responsibility to put it back. So I put a join in. So that's all they had to take out.
We're having to take it all the way off the road when they don't have a joint.
And then we're replacing that. That's a lot of expense to do that, and we should not be paying that. I don't think so. I mean, it covers it in that we have the right to not do that. But.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the landscaping part of it? I missed that. Where they've got landscaping on top of it, and we got to dig it up. But we don't. It's the property owner's responsibility to put it back.
We've had that issue as well.
If you are going to adopt it, then there's a resolution, so I would ask that you approve the resolution as well.
Are you going to read
that? I will not.
Do I need to read the resolution in this situation?
It's pretty short.
It's a short
and very well written.
Extremely well written. All right, resolution in order adopting the revised culvert driveway policy for Orange County as written by Denise Grimion, so that we know who's getting credit for. Whereas Chapter 251 of the Texas Transportation Code, Chapter 232 of the Local Government Code, and Section 240.901 of the Health and Safety Code grant the Orange County Commissioner Court the necessary authority to adopt to the attached policy for culverts and driveways, whereas the court has determined that there exists a need to revise the current culvert driveway policy in order to preserve public health, safety, and welfare of the citizens, as well as to prevent damage to public and private property from flooding caused by substandard or improperly installed culverts, and the displacement of water due to an excessive amount of culverts being installed on Orange County right-of-way. Whereas the court finds the adoption of the attached revised culvert driveway policy is in the best interest of the county and its citizens, now therefore be it resolved and ordered that, one, the attached Orange County culvert driveway policy is hereby adopted, and two, the revised culvert driveway policy shall be immediately effective and shall preempt all previous or existing culvert driveway policies passed and approved by the Orange County Commissioner's Court on this 26th day of March 2026 by a vote of, as soon as I have that vote. I need a motion. Motion by three.
Second.
Second by one. Further discussion?
In this policy, where it says if the county engineer determines it is necessary, we're going to add county engineer / road and bridge administrator?
Wait, y'all have to tell me a paragraph number.
What I'm looking at is 8.06. If the county engineer determines it necessary to remove a driveway, culvert, such and such, we don't have a county engineer at this time.
8.06?
Yes, ma'am. A.
What page number are you on?
Oh, page 5.
You got a different version, huh? I have it on 4.
A?
Yes, ma'am. Well, A and B.
Oh, A and B. Okay. Yes, I will change that to say or county road administrator, and I'll also do a word search.
Because there's another one in 9.01.
replace that, and I will email Sharla because I'll have to change the 50 to 60 that you just did, and then all of the county engineer designations will be county engineer or county road administrator.
All right. So, Commissioner, if you would amend your motion to cover that.
Amend my motion to cover the other pieces.
The other changes in language and the determinations.
Can
you second the amendment? All right. So I have a motion by three and a second by one. Any other further discussions? If not, all in favor?
Uh-huh.
Any opposed? Item number 16, acknowledgement of the Constable Precinct 4 filing of the racial profiling report for 2025. I saw Joey here somewhere. He turned in his report. Yeah.
Motion to acknowledge.
Okay. Motion by four, second by three to accept. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Item 17, discussion and possible action to increase the filing fee for filing of maps into the maps records of Orange County. Ms. Brandy.
Okay, a while back, I sent out an email to y'all letting y'all know about our issues with our maps. Since before I came to work here 23 years ago, when a map is filed into the map records, it goes to White Reprographics in Beaumont for duplicating and now digitizing. Here recently, the owner has let go of the delivery guy who used to come here every day to get the, or well, whenever needed, to pick up the maps. So now we are having to go to Beaumont and bring them ourselves. And he has also talked about shutting down shop. So I started researching, don't look and see what other clerks do. I know other clerks handle their own scanning, their own everything that, with the maps. So I started reaching out to some of the clerks, looking at machines, purchasing machines. We have since purchased a machine. We've been trained on it. Now we need to get you guys to set a reasonable price on filing the maps. It has been at $10 for as long as I can remember. I think it was late 80s, early 90s when I researched that fee being set. I'm asking... this is in line with other clerks, that the fee be set to a $50 filing fee, plus we will add the records archive and records preservation fee to that, which will be a total of $70. That would be just to file the maps into the map records. And if anyone in the public should need a 24x36 copy, we would like those to be $10 each.
The increase of the cost of filing, what's that do? I mean, can you give me a little...
We would be doing all of the scanning, the digitizing, the all
how much
of that.
Time are we talking about? How long does it take you to do it?
I'm not sure. I wasn't here the day they had training. I was...
Yeah. Where did the $50?
They're paying White Blueprint for that now.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we were paying, yeah. But now we have our own equipment.
We have our own equipment.
Was there not any other? I know that there's not a lot of blueprint companies around out here. If there was anything locally that we could use or something.
There's no one here.
We can get a base price yet.
Yeah. These are prices that we have. I've reached out to other clerks. Some clerks are charging, 50 was the lowest that I've found. Some clerks are charging up to $100 per. And some are doing per page if you have a two-page map, which occasionally we do, not often. Some are charging per tax certificate because you have to have that tax certificate attached with your map. Some of our maps will have up to 3 or 4 tax certificates.
Are those clerks scanning it in themselves or
yes.
paying somebody else?
Yes. Most of the clerks are doing the jobs themselves now.
We're probably not the only area that's running out of blueprint companies to print stuff.
And
so, what's your suggestion is the $50 fee plus the filing fees and everything for a total of $70.
Correct.
And then $10 for individual, right?
If a person wants to purchase
an individual copy,
yes, we don't have that too much anymore because we have digital copies we send out.
Digital copies are no cost.
Well, what happens is we have a group of people who need the copies of the map, such as elections, road and bridge, title companies, a couple of our surveyors, and we just make a little group and we email that out to everybody. So we try to say, if you want this, get it. If it's somebody who calls all the time, constantly for a map, we just include them in on the group.
Okay.
I'll make a motion, Jim.
Okay, so your motion is to increase the...
Oh, also, I would like that to
more,
be...
There's more.
I would like that to be effective April 1st, because the other day when I dropped the map, he said something about shutting shop next month, which is April.
Okay. So your motion is to increase the fee, the current fees and administration to $70 for that, and $10 for an individual copy if necessary, and to be effective April 1st. And that's your motion, Commissioner? Okay. And do I have a second?
I'm sorry, I'm still trying to understand why we're having to charge that much anyway. They're already paying taxes.
That's what they pay.
Salaries.
That's what they pay right now with everything to us and to White Blueprint.
Where's the cost coming from for the county to need to increase it that much? I'm not saying we don't need to. I just don't understand why.
What am I missing? You should have bought a machine to scan it, so the machine wasn't free.
So it was already budgeted in. How much was that?
That was spent with restricted funds. That was bought with restricted funds. The $50 is going to go into the general fund, and then the $20 goes into the restricted funds.
I guess to try to help illustrate why I'm asking this, when we charge somebody at the county $650 to have a driver seat, that's to cover the cost of the ride and employees' time to do it, such as that. It's $70. How much time are we talking about then?
So the $20 of the $70 was already being charged, right?
Right.
Because that's already the fees that you were already charging. The $50
is
the new piece right
yes.
here. Okay, I'm just so we're on the same
number.
And
is that just to try to cover the cost of the machine? Is there any...
That's the
time
filing
for
fee.
Yes,
to do everything that we do. Because when this fee was set
How
years
long
ago,
does it take to do it?
When this fee was set years ago, the only thing the clerk's office did was index the map. Now we have to do the digitizing. We have to do indexing into the system. We have, currently we're taking it to Beaumont to be digitized. But then we have to send it out to all the parties that need that copy. Sierra, do you recall in the training how long it took to actually scan the map?
No, we didn't go through the whole process from start to finish. He showed us, like, how to work the machine, but not necessarily.
You didn't do a complete process. And so when we were paying Whites to do this, or were they paying Whites, what was the charge that White was charging either us or them to do this? Same work.
It started out at $97, but as some of the services went away, I told him we couldn't pay those. If you're not doing this, we can't pay those fees anymore. So right now we're right at around $40.
Okay. And that's what we're paying anyway, just to them instead of this being paid to us now.
The person pays it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying the person was paying it to Whites already.
Okay.
So they were paying it. It's not...
I thought this was just a new cost, yeah.
No, they were having to pay when we didn't pay to Whites.
We're doing work
that
they normally took to Whites.
Any other? So I had a motion by one, a second by three. Any other discussion? Any other discussion? All right. If not, motion to approve. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. Item number 18 is discussion and possible action regarding a minor plat of tracts 1 and 2 out of tract number 11, a 61.655 acre tract of land recorded into clerk's file number 439562 of the official public records of Orange County, Texas, lying in the Eugene Wood Survey, abstract number 477. Orange County, Texas, this plat has been reviewed and approved by the Orange County Road Bridge and the Orange County Drainage District. The proper review, filing, and reproduction fees have been paid, and proof of tax payment has been provided. Mr. Tracy, you got your stuff ready to roll?
Yes, sir.
All right, I need a motion. Motion by three, second by four. Any further discussion? All in favor?
On
the number 18, which is the minor plat change. On item number 18.
So if you change the plat, that's what it is?
Yes, ma'am. All right. Did I get an all in favor on that, Bob?
No.
So all in favor?
Aye.
It's a weird layout altogether, isn't it?
I got him under control.
Oh, yeah. I see that. All right, we will go to item number 19, discussion and possible action to receive and act upon projects as presented by Orange County Airport. Miss Missy.
Good morning.
Morning.
So the judge had called and he asked that I give kind of a little update since we haven't had one since the runway repair was completed in September of 24. So just kind of wanted to give y'all a little what's going on over there. The operations have increased. Prior to the repairs, we were averaging around 200 operations a month. We are now average. A little bit over 300 a month. So the operations continue to grow. We have a strong use by both the based and visiting pilots. This first quarter report for this year showed over 1,000 operations already. Rock Solid still providing the flight training. L3 Harris did complete the repairs. I meant to let you know. On the ADS-B tower, it has been completely repainted, cleaned, antennas replaced, obstruction lights are repaired. They're working now. And they even cleaned up all the fence line and things like that and laid new gravel. Our fuel audit last year and the FAA flyover inspection we had were both completed successfully. No issues there. Hangars still do remain in demand. We have active waiting list on for the common hangar and the T hangar. We have 13 on the common hangar list, 16 on the T hangar list. The courtesy car is utilized about 5 times a month, sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. Enterprise actively delivers rentals for people that fly in, average about 11 a month. The conference room is actively being utilized. Rock Solid uses it for their pre and post briefings for their flight training. And it was used in January to host the Orange County Firefighters Association meeting. Planning continues with TxDOT for future improvements. The drainage project, for example, the AWOS upgrade that's coming. The airport layout plan has been approved by the FAA, and it's now moving forward. It's now in the portion where it's signed by the county and TxDOT Aviation. So overall, we're operating safely, effectively. We're in compliance, and we're having increased activity and continue positive growth on all areas of the operations. Oh, and we did successfully host the Marty Supreme advertising blimp last December. Oh. So,
how many T-hangers are out there now?
T-hangers, I have 19.
You've got 19. You've got another 16 on the wait list?
Yes.
So we in the plan, which I have on my desk now to sign, is in that plan there is multiple T-hangers that we put in place to as a plan, because you didn't have it in your plan originally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One set of T-hangers is 20, right?
It just depends.
You know, the way that they're set up.
Ours are
smaller because
I don't know exactly what they put on the.
What we're waiting on to be able to try to do another set, because we could build another set, lease it out, and cover the cost and plus revenue. We just had to get it set in the plan first, and so that's where we were at now. And so we actually have that plan laid out to be signed. So I would like in our next upcoming budget year that we look at doing that.
T-hangers?
Yes. I think there was two or three. How many did we have that were wanting the bigger hangers? You know, that we would set four or five of them in our plan that they could individually come in and do. There's a process to that as well.
Oh, for the land lease?
Yes.
Okay.
And, how many of those do you have?
We have no land leases.
Yeah, we have no. There's people. It's possible. Okay. I think there's some interest in it for sure. It's just we didn't have the availability at the time.
Yeah, and two, a lot of people sometimes they are turned off because once their land lease is over,
30 years,
it reverts that building. Everything reverts to the county, and the
just
county
like
owns
Jefferson
that.
County does.
Yes. Yeah, they're all the FAA.
Yeah.
But I still think that there's mention because what you're doing is for that 30 years is they're not having to pay a lease amount. They
pay a land lease, but it's very minimal.
It's minimal, but their cost of that building that they put up reverts to us at the end. But they're not having if we were to build that hangar for them, the cost it offsets itself.
Yeah.
So anyway, the T hangars is the first goal. All right. Any other questions? I just wanted to come in, like I said, because we went through a lot of airports issues out there that are all corrected and everything. I knew that it affected us down. She had told me how much better we were doing. I thought it was good to not only the public hear it, but the court hear that as well.
Yeah, and I mean, I forgot to mention too the fuel, Avgas NJA. We're still, it generates steady revenue. Of course, there is normal fluctuation based on operational and seasonal activities. So. I think so far this quarter we've sold Avgas 2,630 gallons and Jet A 2,365 gallons.
It's amazing what having a competitive price will do for you.
It is, and unfortunately, because of everything going on, we're having to go up. But I try to stay as
Okay. Anybody else have any other questions? Yes. Thank you. Excellent job out there. Thank you. Action regarding amendment number 1 and number 2 between Orange County, Texas and Trailer Associates, Inc. Administrative Professional Service Hazard Mitigation Grant Program Projects Number DR4485-024 and DR4485-0118. These changes are administrative in nature and do not impact the scope of services or the overall CAMP contract terms. Mr. Joel.
Judge Commissioners, this is an administrative change, as it says in the language of the contract with Trailer and Associates for the airport generator project and the Mauriceville generator project. Doesn't change the scope. It's just the language that we added to be able to apply for extensions if the project goes further. And the other change was removing the word contingent in the contract because they don't get paid unless we get the money and do the work.
Yeah. But didn't change the substance.
Right. The scope is still the same.
So moved.
Second. Motion by one, second by two. Any further discussion? All in favor? Any opposed?
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Okay, item number 21, closed being pursuant to Section 551.087 of the Texas Local Government Code, deliberation regarding commercial or financial information that Orange County Economic Development Corporation has received from a business prospect that the Commissioner's Court seeks to locate, stay, or expand in the near the territory of Orange County, and with the Commissioner's Court is conducting economic development negotiations or to deliberate the offer of financial or other incentive to such a business prospect under 551.087 of the Act regarding any current confidential Orange County Economic Development Corporation projects. Ms. Megan, you are up, and so we're going to close at 11:20 or in the closed session at 11:23.
Mm-hmm. Just EDC staff, legal, and the project team.
And with or without report?
With.
So we're going to open back up at 12:39. For any action deemed necessary.
She's not here, but I'll recommend no action at this time.
No action. And then we can go to item number 23, discussion of possible action recorded adjourning Commissioner's Courtroom. I have a motion by four, second by three. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned at 12:39.
Too late.